Previously on Suits.
Katrina Bennett said she'd put the deal through if you offered her a job.
You bribed her.
You bet your ass I did.
I decided to farm out the case.
Let me guess. Daniel Hardman.
He's baiting you into breaching confidentiality.
And I'm ready to bite down and drag him in with me.
He was younger than you, prettier than you, and of childbearing age. All of the things you are not. And you fired her for it.
You can't be the named defendant on a gender discrimination case while we're suing Folsom Foods for the same thing.
I am not capitulating to that man.
You have 45 cases you can't afford. Anyway, you slice it, I'm gonna bleed you dry.
I put my reputation on the line to close Maria.
Sheila, please.
I think you should go.
Meet Ms. Dana Scott.
Scotty.
Harvey.
Oh, you two know each other.
We went to Harvard Law together.
I've been here longer than 75% of our associates, and I love it. And that's what I told them in my essay. I'm going to Harvard.
When I get back to London, I'm getting married, Harvey.
What would you like me to say?
I'm Hanley Folsom, president of Folsom Foods. Recently, we've been victim to terrible allegations that we've been discriminating against women. We're in places like Marysville, places where women want more than just jobs. They want homes, families, and we support that. And if they want advancement, we support that too.
Gotta give it to him. His food might suck, but he makes a mean bullshit pie.
Okay, please don't put that image in my mind of meeting. Thank you.
What do you got there? Obama bagel? DC's pancakes? Look, I don't care what he says. This is a man who won't promote women. I want to steal a page from your book.
I already checked. There's no hot mic footage from this.
Then interview the cameraman or the sound guy. Whatever it takes. We need to catch this guy in a lie.
I already tried to hire an investigator. The authorization got kicked back.
Do it anyway. I'll take care of it.
We need to talk about resources.
We do. I hear clients' calls aren't being returned.
Hardman put 7 cases on the fast track. The rest have to take a back seat.
We can't just hang our clients out to dry.
We won't. At 10 a.m., the library will be packed. Instead of returning 113 calls, I'm going to take an hour and give them the State of the Union.
Well, good.
Not good enough. I need 40 more contract lawyers, a dozen paralegals, and Mike Ross just told me he couldn't even hire an investigator.
That's right, he can't.
We have to.
No.
We need to invest in this.
Did you hear me?
We bit this off. We need to chew.
You're like a toddler. No, all of these are bills.
We knew what we were getting into.
And then we took a hit from Monica Eden and hired the contract lawyers. We are out of money.
Use the line of credit.
It's gone.
What?
They have evaluated the situation. And they know we're bleeding.
So we've got 7 cases in 7 cities over the next 2 months? So what are you proposing I do?
Okay, what do you have for me? Rachel. Rachel? What's going on? What are you doing?
I'm working.
On what?
One of the 7 cases is in Massapequa, so I'm seeing if one of the cities nearby might have a private investigator.
Okay, so that's a map of Boston. You're on what we commonly refer to as the internet. And then up here you would just write private investigator.
But then I wouldn't be able to see what part of town I want to live in when I go to Harvard.
Okay, so basically you haven't been working for the last, what, 15 minutes?
Half hour. 45 minutes. I'm sorry, I don't deal well with waiting.
You've done everything that you can do, all right? You killed the LSATs. You had a great interview. You're a legacy. You're smoking hot.
They don't want people in because they're hot.
I would.
You do realize we're working on a gender discrimination case?
That's what I'm doing, working. And hopefully that's what you'll be doing now, too.
Change of plans.
Welcome to the team. Hi.
We're consolidating resources.
Jessica didn't approve the investigator?
Jessica approved anything we want for one case.
What? No, we have to fight them all.
Yeah, we will.
By letting 6 of them go?
Do you know how we won World War II?
Yeah, of course. Spock didn't let Kirk save Joan Collins from getting hit by that car.
Wrong. We'd already won. Kirk just would have changed the course of history.
I accept that.
Eisenhower had 156,000 men for 8 possible invasion points, which means
19,500 men per point.
Otherwise known as nothing.
He had to put everything that he had into one attack.
Yeah. Normandy. So, the question is, where the hell is our Normandy?
It's easy. Bakersfield.
Lowest percentage of female promotions.
Highest percentage of female applicants.
And Hanley Folsom's brother-in-law runs the plant.
Exactly. You want to launch an attack, you launch it from Bakersfield. Hey, am I Spock or Kirk?
O'Hara.
Walked right into it.
I got you an espresso. Quad shot.
You don't need coffee.
You might.
I'm fine. What?
Oh, your suit's a little...
It's a client meeting, not a bachelor option.
Yeah, about that.
What? Are there too many clients to fit in the library?
We're using the conference room.
They won't all fit.
They will. There's been a slight complication.
Donna.
You will understand when you get there. Now you're ready.
Donna. Scotty.
Harvey.
How's married life?
I wouldn't know.
Divorce so soon?
I never took the plunge. Don't get over yourself. I know I came here last time with cold feet and blubbered over you like a 15-year-old, but it wasn't about you. It was about me.
So what's it about this time?
Bakersfield.
You are not taking my class, Scott.
We already did. Like taking candy from a little hobbit baby.
You just said it wasn't about me.
Bakersfield is everything, and I've got them. And I've also got appointments with the rest, so I can spend time going after them and get 20 more, or you could let me have 10 and wait. Call it a day.
Well, why don't I just give it all to you? My cases, office, my wallet,
it's
my
not
keys.
Personal. It's just business.
Yeah, my business.
Good business.
The answer is no.
No harm in asking. It's good to see you, though. You look great. A bit overworked, but not bad for a guy your age. See you my She took Bakersfield.
And she's looking for 10 more.
A woman that goes after what she wants.
You sound impressed.
You don't.
I already work with a woman like that every day.
Maybe I should have hired her when I had the chance.
What chance?
There was one opening that year, and she was the best on paper. But I had already invested so much in you that I decided to get a return on my investment.
Which is what I'm going to give you right now, even though you don't have any more money to invest.
Are you back to resources? Because I've had enough of hearing about our weaknesses.
I'm talking about turning it into one of our strengths.
I'm listening.
Hardman knows we're tapped out. He's counting on it. What if we're not? What if we're flush?
Are you talking about joining forces with her?
With her firm. Her infinitely deep-pocketed firm.
Harvey, she wanted 10 cases. You're talking about sharing 45. I've never known you to share.
They're based in London. So we'll be running the show. They'll just be signing the checks.
And taking a cut of the winnings.
Exactly. Winnings. It's the best way to beat Hartman.
And the side benefit is you don't lose to Scotty.
Nothing wrong with the side benefit.
Fine. Don't lose to her. But you better make damn sure that you don't lose with her.
Here, I'm taking the personnel files. You go through the corporate minutes.
Excuse me?
Bakersfield. We don't have all day.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were on Bakersfield.
Well, I am. Let's go. The minutes are over there, and they're not going to read themselves.
Okay, well, you may be on Bakersfield, but I'm the lead on Bakersfield, and we're not going to do any of that stuff until we get Harvey some up-to-date statistics.
4.7% female executives. Up to date.
That's a number. We need the probability of that ratio being chance across 22 divisions and 45 states, which is one
in 8.3 billion.
How did you know that?
I checked with a statistician.
Yeah? Well, he's wrong, because he didn't adjust
for outliers, which takes it to
one in 6.4 billion.
How did you know that?
I did it in my head. It's what I do. It's why I'm lead. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody.
I don't need to ask anybody to know that if we use the 8.3 billion number, it's defensible, and it skews the results in our favor.
Oh, what a shock. You want to skew the results at the expense of our credibility. We're not doing it.
I am a fifth year.
And I work for Harvey.
Well, Jessica assigned me. And if you don't like that, Why don't you go talk to her?
I don't want to work with Katrina. She comes in, she takes over, she acts like everything is her idea.
Then we're in the same boat, because I don't want to work with Scotty.
We're working with Scotty?
I'm working with Scotty.
She's coming to Bakersfield with us?
She's coming to Bakersfield with me.
How can you do that to me?
I didn't do it to you, she did. She stole them.
Wait, what?
Relax, okay? You're going to go on another road trip someday.
No, Harvey, you're not getting it. We're going to lose World War II.
What do you want? Coffee? Tea?
I'm good, thanks.
A woman who wants nothing. I distrust that.
Who said I want nothing?
Oh, no one's ever said that about you.
No, what have they said?
They?
You.
My opinion matters to you?
Your opinion matters to him.
I've only ever said good things about you, Scotty.
But what have you thought?
Just don't screw with him.
Don't screw with him or don't screw him?
Are you able to do one without the other?
The other what?
I'll leave you two to business.
So, are you going to take me up on my offer or are you going to fight me?
You tell me.
I think neither. I think you want us to try the cases together and let my firm bankroll the litigation.
Which is exactly what you wanted the whole time.
You got me. We'll start with Bakersfield.
Couldn't just go for the direct approach?
You don't respond to the direct approach, Harvey. You like to feel you can come to things on your own.
Which is why we're not starting with Bakersfield.
It's the clear choice.
Exactly. You knew it, my first year knew it, and so will Hardman.
I'm not afraid of Hardman.
You should be. And that's why we're going to Parkville.
You mean the one division with a female manager and the best ratio of women executives in the entire company?
No, I mean the one division where Hardman will never think to find us.
Because it's the dumbest place to start and the hardest place to win.
And when we win it, all the others will surrender.
What a surprise. Harvey Specter wants to do things the hard way.
What a surprise. Dana Scott's looking for the shortcut.
And what makes you think that he's not going to find out that we're not still going to Bakersfield?
We're still going to Bakersfield. We book a plane, a hotel, line up depositions there in all seven cities.
That plan isn't worthy of our kind of money. If you want to overwhelm Hardman, we go to all 45 cities. Which is exactly what you wanted the whole time.
You got me.
Hey, just wanted to say I'm sorry. And that you were right. Jessica assigned you, so you should take the lead on Bakersfield.
What are you going to do?
I've got other things. I'll be fine.
Good. You're both here. Change of plan.
No need. I already know, so.
This isn't about Parkville. I'm deposing Hanley Folsom in 36 hours, and I need to know more about him than his mistress does before he gets here.
But he has a mistress?
That would help, wouldn't it? And you should already know, since you asked on this case. Now find me something.
What are you pissed about now?
Jessica assigned you? No, you asked.
I asked, and she assigned me. That's how it works.
When you phrased it to me, you picked language that skewed a little bit in your favor.
Like you just said, I've got other things. Instead of telling me the focus of the entire case apparently just moved to Parkville, which I don't have a problem with, but clearly you have a problem with me.
My problem with you is how you got here.
That's funny, because my problem with you is how I got here.
What the hell are you talking about?
Harvey offered me a job, and I thought it was because I'd impressed him. Then you showed up ready to break privilege, and I knew the real reason. He was hiring me to protect you.
Right, and then after you found out the real reason for the offer, you went to Harvey and you said, I can't possibly accept employment under those circumstances. Oh, wait, no, you didn't.
You're damn right I didn't, because I couldn't, because I had already given notice. Stop taking everything so personally and get over it.
Tell me you're not having Lear envy.
It's nice.
Nice? Should we have taken your jet? Oh, wait, you don't have a jet.
It's hard to park them in Manhattan.
Oh, right. I forgot how provincial Pearson Hardman was. One office, one city.
One office, the city. What? It
just occurred to me.
Well, let me guess. There's an advantage to being on the same side.
Well, you don't have to get the business out of the way before getting to the pleasure.
There's also a disadvantage.
Oh, let me guess. You have some rule.
I don't cook in my own kitchen.
You cook?
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, I got that. But you're in luck. We are not in the same kitchen.
We are on this case.
Somebody didn't read the paperwork.
When do I ever read the paperwork?
We're still separate entities. It's just a combined legal action.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
I was hoping you would.
You're going to litigate me into sleeping with you?
I'm going to lead you right where you're dying to go.
How long until we land?
Long enough.
Combined legal action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wait.
We didn't decide who's taking the lead on the deposition.
No. We could rock, paper, scissors for it.
Oh. Or we can do this.
How we know who won.
Oh, we'll know.
Hey, sweet pants. I feel like I never see you anymore, so I was wondering if you want... Oh, my God, what happened? You didn't get in. I don't want to talk about it. I understand.
Hey, Rachel, I need your help.
Yes. What do you need? I'm ready to work. Listen, if you need help with any of it, I'm going to be at my desk.
Hey, Summit. Don't take it so personally.
What?
That's what someone said to me. And whenever someone says something's not personal, it is, because everything is personal.
I know.
What do you think Hanley Folsom's personal opinion is on hiring women?
That he doesn't think we're good enough, but I mean, he's not like he would say it out loud.
I'm not at work.
Which is why you need access to his personal correspondence.
Exactly.
That's outside the scope.
Well, let's find a way to put it inside the scope.
You have any ideas?
No, but I have 62 boxes and 12 hours to find an idea.
Exactly what I need to do. Let's go.
I told you I'd win.
Maybe I'll let you win.
You never let anybody win anything in your whole life. Why don't you start now?
Now I get to demand a rematch.
And I get to do the deposition.
Parkville, Missouri. Of all the places to run into you, Harvey.
Glad you can make it.
I almost didn't. I was on my way to Bakersfield. After all, Harvey Specter had a flight booked there. When suddenly I had a thought. What would Harvey do? So, I checked. And Dana Scott's flight plan was here. Can't get around those pesky FAA regulations, can you?
I hope you've got all the cities covered, because we've got people everywhere.
Deep pockets.
Dana Scott, it's a pleasure.
Can't say the same.
You do like strong women, Harvey.
And you like women at all.
Oh, she's cute. This should be fun.
Oh, I'm just getting a call from my niece who needs help with her homework.
What do you got?
I know why they promoted Kathleen Mitchell.
What is your title, Ms. Mitchell?
Vice President, Regional Services.
And how many management positions are there in your region?
612.
And how many of those are women?
41.
41 of 612. That's 6.6%.
6.7 if you round up.
It's not. And who sets the hiring policy?
The hiring policy is that we hire the best applicant for each job.
I'm confused. Are women inherently inferior then?
No.
Well, then why is it that your company doesn't want to promote women into positions of power?
I am in a position of power.
Yes, but you're not exactly like other women, are you?
Harvey?
You applied 4 times for management, and you've been rejected every time due to reviews containing the terms aggressive, hostile, and overly ambitious. Then suddenly you were dedicated, hardworking, and a team player.
People change, Harvey. The last I checked, you have to ask a question.
I will, and it's about that change. Were you diagnosed with uterine cancer in 2009?
That is not relevant.
Are you married?
What does that mean?
Do you have any children?
No.
Can you have any children?
This is beyond the pale, Harvey, even for you.
Should I read your deposition of Jessica Pearson from 2 weeks ago?
That's a different case, and inadmissible here.
Did you or did you not have a hysterectomy that rendered you unable to have children 9 months before you were promoted?
She's not going to answer.
Maybe not today, but it will become part of the record. Hanley Folsom only promotes women whose attention to home and family isn't in question.
Except for one thing. Mr. Folsom didn't know.
So you say.
He didn't know because I didn't tell anybody, because it's my business.
Still, he found out. And that's why you were promoted.
Harvey, that's enough.
Well, you look at that, Harvey. Even Miss Scott understands that being childless and unmarried doesn't make you damaged goods. But if that's how you're framing your argument, good luck. We'll see you in Bakersfield and everywhere else.
How could
you not tell me that she's had a hysterectomy?
Because I just got the information on my way into the room.
It's taken 5 seconds to fill me in.
I didn't fill you in because I wasn't sure you could play good cop.
Because you weren't sure that I could play it, or because even when we're on the same side, you still want to win.
If I told you, you wouldn't be pissed off. Now you can go to her and call me an asshole with conviction.
You're an asshole.
Wait a second. You're accusing me of still trying to win? You're the one who's still trying to win something. You know, I should have known. It's never the whole story with you. What the hell's really going on?
You beat me last time. And ever since then, Edward Darby hasn't seen me as worthy of being a name partner.
Cook would never allow that to happen anyway. He can't stand Americans.
Cook retired, and he decided there's more to life than work.
So if you deliver a huge win,
I get my name on the door.
Why didn't you just tell me that?
You always respond to strength, not weakness.
Look at that. You really did fool me. If I'd known that you were that good a performer, I would let you be a good cop. Cook really decided there's more to life than work?
Yep.
I'll see.
Where have you been?
I've been right here.
I've been waiting for you. I finished going through everything.
Me too. It's all cataloged. It's right there.
Good. So I gotta get it to...
Where's 15 through 20? The boxes are right there. Rachel, what's the matter with you? Come on.
You're late. Katrina handed me her briefs an hour ago.
I got most of mine.
Most? If I can't count on you for the effort, how the hell am I supposed to count on you for the results?
I'm sorry. It was my fault. I'll get it done.
Too late. Now I have to call Daniel Hardman and postpone and look like a fool. Thank you, Mr. Ross.
I don't want to hear it. Just get it done.
Rachel?
Yes.
Katrina Bennett. We haven't met yet.
Oh, I know who you are. Welcome.
Lewis says you're the best paralegal around.
Thank you.
I need 40 copies of these, and if you can duplicate the tabs and have it back to me within an hour, I will be eternally in your debt.
Katrina, I'm so sorry. I just can't. I'm too busy right now.
Too busy on what?
Going back through Discovery to see if I can find a door into Folsom's personal correspondence.
That's a wild goose chase. Who put you on that?
Mike Ross.
Well, I'm sorry you're busy working on something for a first year, but the managing partner asked me to do something, and I didn't tell her I was too busy.
Right. This is for the same managing partner.
Yes, but she didn't ask for it. Mike Ross did. Look, I know you've taken your LSATs, and you may well be ready to be a lawyer, but right now you're not. You're a paralegal. I'm doing my job, and I need you to do yours.
Rachel, do me a favor. Can you just put that on pause for a sec? Because I need to make a copy.
No, Lewis, I can't. I'm busy doing my job.
Excuse me?
You want to fire me like you fired Harold? Because honestly, I don't give a shit.
I get it. Rachel, listen. I know about the Harvard thing. And I think it's great.
What?
Yeah, Norma told me. Rachel, I know the waiting is hard, but you're not going to be here for much longer. I got 100% faith in you.
I didn't get it.
What?
I don't understand. I had everything. My grades, the LSATs, I'm a legacy, and I don't even puff myself up, but I killed it at that interview.
That doesn't make any sense.
And do you remember that woman who came from Harvard? She didn't like anyone, but I swear she loved me.
Sheila.
Yeah. Sheila Sass, you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Is there something wrong?
Yep, there is something wrong. I believe you were wronged. I believe you suffered the slings and arrows of outrageous wrongness. And I will not have it.
What does that mean?
That means that I'm going to rectify this situation. Because you, Miss Sane, you're going to Harvard.
Looks like somebody had a good trip.
Not exactly.
So the plane ride was fun? As long as you didn't hit any turbulence.
Jessica wants to see you.
Be right back.
Actually, she wants to see both of you.
Jessica wants to see me too?
Not exactly. Your boss wants to see you.
I'll just ask the concierge to find something.
Hello?
Ah, Dana. And this must be the man himself, Edward Darby.
He doesn't seem stodgy at all. What are that old?
You should see me in my altogether.
Pass.
Fair enough.
Edward stopped in to take stock of his investment. So how are we?
We're right on schedule.
Dana?
We've dropped a grenade. We're just waiting for it to go off.
Meaning it hasn't.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Excellent point. I needn't have crossed the pond.
And yet here you are.
Well, as I confessed to Jessica, I have an ulterior motive in our little venture.
Daniel Hardman.
I've had the distinct displeasure.
So, I have asked him to step it up a notch.
Nice. Attack him on all fronts.
We have clients everywhere. Finding a bone of contention with him seemed the least I could contribute.
Along with 12 million pounds.
I hate talking numbers. I prefer raking them in. Well, I've done what I came to do. Now I'm going to get out of your way. Nice to put a face to all this. And a lovely face, it turns out.
Thank you, Edward.
I was referring to your man. I'll be waiting for that detonation. I trust it will come through.
Mm-hmm. You want to see me?
Yeah. I wanted to explain about earlier.
You don't have to. It's fine. I overreacted.
Okay. Then I won't. I will just tell you I found what you needed.
What, like you went through the rest of the files?
No. I found what you needed.
Access?
Henley Folsom.
Personal? Oh, my God. It couldn't have come at a better time.
I would have found him for you sooner, but I had to copy some bullshit for Katrina.
Why didn't you just tell her you were working for me?
I told her exactly what I was doing for you.
And she didn't... Oh, God. Never mind. I get it. She did the same thing to me. She pulls that fifth-year crap, and then you don't feel like dealing.
You have no idea.
What do we have?
Enough for you to write a motion.
He seems nice.
He was pissed.
I was pissed? What does happy look like?
It's British. Pretty much the same thing.
How'd you know he was pissed?
Wouldn't you be?
I am. You haven't turned Kathleen Mitchell.
No.
Your good cop failed.
No, your move failed. Well, Jessica took it well.
Because she had company. I'll hear about it later. Does he do that? Just pop in for a spot of tea?
12 million pounds.
You weren't expecting him.
No, I wasn't. But this is a big investment for him, Harvey.
His investment is only money. For me, it's my whole firm.
Excuse me, Harvey, do you have a minute?
You got here just in time. I'm getting us access.
Henley Folsom?
Bingo.
Well, if you're talking about the July 29th reference in his business email to his personal email, then you're too late.
What?
Katrina gave me the subpoena an hour ago. Guess it's a good thing Jessica put her on the case after all.
When people steal from me, I take it personally.
Are you subpoenaing me?
You diverted Rachel and then you pursued my idea yourself.
Your idea?
Are you denying it?
No, you said we needed to fly. So I built an airplane.
And then flew it right into Harvey's office just in time to take credit.
I offered you a chance to work together. You didn't want to take it.
You've always got an answer.
And you've always got an accusation. So either run to Harvey and tell him your little tale of woe or get to work prepping for Folsom like I am. Lewis.
Sheila.
Where's my interviewee?
I dispatched him.
That's unacceptable.
You are unacceptable.
Excuse me?
You behaved unprofessionally.
I never behave unprofessionally.
Okay. What? Ski mask and coconut oil?
That was personal.
But you let the personal color the professional, and Rachel Zane will not be a casualty of your misplaced anger.
Misplaced? You made me look the fool.
I looked the fool. You were collateral damage, not my fault. And it certainly wasn't Ms. Zane's fault.
So you're here to be her knight in shining armor.
I'm here to right a wrong.
How very...
Very what?
No, Bob.
Yeah, it is. And you're going to undo this.
I am.
That's not what I meant.
But it's what you've caused.
I will not be denied.
Then come reap what you've sowed.
How about you?
Trust me.
I don't care what it takes. We need to get to that smoking gun before Katrina does.
She already found it. Katrina gave it to Missy Dietler to make copies. I'm sure it's already in Jessica's hands by now.
Wait a minute. Missy Dietler? She's going to take four coffee breaks before she's done.
She's going to take four coffee breaks before she finishes her coffee breaks.
Which means it's probably still in the copy machine right now.
Missy's not going to leave the documents just sitting in the copy machine.
No, but she probably already scanned them. So all we need is her code.
You're talking about stealing someone's work.
Someone who lied to you, stole from me, and made us both look like fools. Look, if you have any qualms, think about it. We're all on the same team. The faster this gets done, the better for everyone.
Oh, you got an answer for everything.
Well, so does she.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes. What are you doing?
Manningham's had a crush on me since the day I got here. He would give me his mother's social security number if I asked for it.
Okay, Rachel, we don't have much time. I need a sure thing here.
Mike. I am a sure thing.
Yeah, I mean, give it a shot. It probably won't work, but,
That was brutal. Deliciously brutal.
And your act of vengeance raised my ire.
You, sir, are a knight.
And now it is time to right what is wrong. Look, Sheila, I'm flattered by what you did. But this is not fair, and you know it can't stand.
Lewis, pull the resume from the stack. Anyone, read it.
Sure. Magna cum laude, Yale, 3.9 GPA.
Another one.
Summa cum laude, Georgetown, 4.3 GPA. Listen, I get it. I know what you're trying
to... That's my reject pile. I am a professional. I would never let my feelings for you sway me against a candidate.
Okay, but you have to let them sway you for a candidate.
You can't ask me that.
Rachel Zane is the best paralegal in the best law firm in New York. She is relied upon by the best lawyers who have graduated from the best university. The woman is crimson.
So who do I knock out?
I promised her.
Lewis, I liked her. I did. You're just going to have to tell her the truth. Sometimes good isn't good enough.
So, how's that detonation coming?
Long fuse.
Is that your way of telling me that it's never going off?
Well, if it doesn't, you could always have James Bond take care of it for you.
That reminds me, how are things going with Pussy Galore?
I believe at this point she's still flying missions for Goldfinger. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
What the hell are you doing here?
We can win Parkville.
This is the key to everything.
Well, then we need to get Pussy Galore back on that plane.
Just remember what I told you. No matter what happens. Well, if it isn't the Three Stooges.
Oh, dibs on Curly.
Would you gentlemen mind accompanying us to the conference room?
What is she doing there?
Dana Scott? She's the attorney of record on the case.
He's referring to my employee.
Oh, well, at the moment she's reading this.
An email you wrote from your personal account on the subject of hiring Miss Mitchell.
And next, we'll show her the attachment. It wasn't on your copy. Oddly enough, it wasn't on ours either.
Mike managed to find the original.
We'll need time to review this.
Review it? He wrote it.
You knew she couldn't have children, and that's why you changed her review, and that's why you promoted her.
And when she sees it, she'll join the suit, and you won't stand a chance.
That email doesn't prove a pattern.
Proves what he did to her.
It's one case. We'll see you at the next 44. In the meantime, we won't be participating in that deposition until you put Miss Mitchell back on a plane.
How'd it go?
It's not over yet.
So you're out of the doghouse with Jessica.
Out?
What?
You never said how it went with Manningham.
And I never will.
Oh, if it isn't Bonnie and Clyde.
What are you doing in my office?
Well, I didn't think you cared to respect what's yours. Or, more to the point, what's mine?
The problem's not with her, it's with me.
Okay. You stole my discovery. And you know it.
Oh, you mean that piece of paper that I turned into a strategy, or, as you like to call it, an airplane?
Okay, fine. I put my toe over the line. You obliterated it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but yesterday you were the fifth-year authority on right and wrong, so I was just taking your advice.
And which side of right and wrong does sleeping with the paralegals fall on?
Get the hell out of my office.
You're right, that's none of my business. It's a good thing you're going to law school, because they may sleep with the paralegals, but they end up with the lawyers.
Of course, when you called, I popped straight over, but I must say, you do keep uncivilized hours in the Little Apple.
It's the Big Apple.
What? Then someone's just sold me a counterfeit T-shirt.
No sense of humor. I love that in a man. Which is why I'm prepared to consider taking you up on your offer.
Might I inquire what changed your mind? What's this?
Our books from the last 5 years. If we're going to do this, I want you to know exactly what it is you're getting yourself into. I start at the beginning. It's a great read.
You are an impressive woman.
Oh, you don't know the half.
Well, here's to my further education.
Not gonna get you out of buying me a drink first.
No more bullshit.
What?
I just left Jessica and your boss, and I know what I saw. They're in bed together, and I don't mean having sex. They're talking merger.
It's not what it looks like.
Hartman can check a plane, and I can check a plane. Edward Darby flew here the day you did. He didn't just pop in.
He wasn't supposed to do that.
You don't want your name on the door. You want your name on my door.
I
want
to see our names on the same door.
Yeah, like I said, it's never the full story with you.
I wanted to be able to tell you myself.
Then why didn't you tell me?
Because he wouldn't let me until he decided.
Well, evidently, he decided without
Okay,
you.
Okay. He jumped the gun, but I have his promise, Harvey. We merge, he names me his partner, and Jessica's only choice is you.
I don't need you to get my name on the door any more than I need you to win this case.
You know what, Harvey? You have been outgunned ever since Hardman left. I'm bringing the guns.
This is exactly what you've always wanted. Get over your pride.
I'm not getting over anything. And this merger isn't happening.
Jessica. Edward.
Daniel. Haven't seen you since that business in Milan.
Beautiful weather.
Oh, enough. We are not friendly adversaries, Daniel. And you are about to lose.
My client already said no.
But he may no longer listen to you when I inform him of your prior embezzlement.
You told him?
I didn't tell him anything.
I found it on my own.
Edward and I are merging. I had to show him the books.
Legally required to show me her books.
And unlike you, I don't break the law.
A fact that Hanley Folsom could be made acutely aware of.
You do break the law, Jessica. Not reporting embezzlement is a crime.
Why don't you bring that up at your sentencing hearing?
Why don't I sue you?
You could. Anybody could sue anybody, but you still don't have proof that I told him. And our firms combined have 10 times the resources that yours do. Oh, wait. You don't have a firm. You're just here. Living in Zane's offices. Working on those cases that will no longer be yours when we're done with you. Goodbye, Daniel. Oh. Get your client to sign those papers, will you?
What is it, Lewis?
Got a hard truth to tell you.
I'm not going to Harvard.
No, you're not.
I get it. Not good enough. I never have been.
That is not the hard truth. You're an amazing candidate, and you need to know this in your heart. The truth is, you did not get in. Because I let you down.
What are you talking about?
Sheila and I had a relationship. I hurt her.
And she took it out on me?
I want to write you a recommendation for anywhere. Any law school. It just...
won't be Harvard.
I'm really sorry.
Hardman said it, and I didn't think it was true. You don't trust me. Maybe you're afraid of me.
Harvey will never forgive me.
You don't do this. Who's to say you don't end up in a cell for practicing law without a degree?
I risked everything for you. Turns out you're not the best lawyer I've ever seen. In fact, you're fired.
You're lying to me.
You don't understand what I have been through. I have lost everybody. I am not ready to lose you.
Then tell me.
Suits season finale next Thursday at 10, only on USA.